The CEO of Salesforce says homelessness is his problem. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. In San Francisco next week, voters will decide whether the city's largest companies, most of them tech companies, should pay a tax that will raise money to help homeless families. Other cities have tried similar efforts. Voters in Seattle recently overturned a tax on large employers that would have funded affordable housing efforts. The city's biggest tech employer there, Amazon, strongly objected. But in San Francisco, the city's biggest tech employer is for the measure. Mark Benioff is the co-CEO of Salesforce, and yes, the guy who just bought Time magazine. He's stumping for the ballot measure called Proposition C. He said Salesforce recently held its annual Dreamforce conference downtown, and attendees from all over the world were horrified.
I could tell you how many phone calls and emails and stories I've had from people who had adverse interactions with homeless, terrible situations with the cleanliness of our streets, including encountering human feces and other terrible things. And you just have to ask yourself, what has happened to our great city here? And that's why I'm supporting Proposition C.
You know, in some ways, a business tax in San Francisco is really a tax on the tech industry, which has come under fire for all kinds of problems, including the housing crisis and economic inequality. Do you think that's fair? Should this industry shoulder the blame for the homelessness crisis and other social problems in San Francisco or anywhere else?
Well, I think you know Salesforce is the city's largest employer, and we are also the largest tech company in San Francisco. We're doing just fine. Our company's worth about $100 billion. Other companies here, add them all up, it's hundreds of billions of dollars. And all of this wealth has been built on the back of our city. And the question is, are you giving back to the city now?
In a New York Times op-ed, you argued that business has to have a purpose beyond profits and that that can be good for business, too. The counterargument that you quoted was Milton Friedman saying that companies who get in on social issues can undermine the basis of a free society. Considering that we've seen a lot of CEOs across tech and other industries get more involved in policy, and CEOs like you and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg increasingly control methods of communication in the media, can you see an argument for Friedman's side, the idea of undermining the basis of a free society or unintended consequences at a minimum?
Today, I can tell you that especially here in San Francisco, you cannot separate business from our city. You know, you can't tell me that this homeless problem is not my problem as the city's largest employer. It's my employees who don't feel safe going to our transit station. It's our customers who don't feel safe coming to our conferences. So is this homeless situation somehow separate from my business? No. The business of business is about the whole world.
Mark Benioff is the founder, chairman, and co-CEO of Salesforce. Now, plenty of tech companies don't support Proposition C. Lyft, Stripe, and VC fund Sequoia Capital oppose it. Square and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has also said it's not the right solution. And now for some related links related to the tech industry and social issues. Some 200 Google employees plan to walk out of work today to protest how the company has handled sexual misconduct allegations. A report in the New York Times earlier this week said Google had paid Android creator Andy Rubin $90 million to leave the company, even though he'd been sleeping with multiple Google staffers and allegedly sexually assaulted a woman he was dating. And after that came out, the company put out a memo and said it had fired 48 people for sexual harassment in just 2 years. Another one actually happened yesterday. A director at Google X is out. He was named in that Time story about inappropriate behavior. None of those 48 people got paid for leaving, though. And then Tuesday in courts, the head of Google X gave this long interview about how he thinks that gender inequality is, quote, the single biggest fixable problem humanity has. And he said men need to listen and change. So that's nice. I mean, props for cleaning house or whatever. Okay. Totally other topic. Check out the latest episode of the podcast, Why'd You Push That Button? From The Verge, which is about my favorite topic, group chats. Because you know how I think they're actually the future of social networking, and I think Apple needs to release iMessage for everyone and be an actual Facebook competitor? Well, the podcast has the director of product management for Facebook Messenger, And as it turns out, and according to a story in Wired, Mark Zuckerberg said during Facebook's financial results call Tuesday that the news feed will be less important and ephemeral stories and Messenger and WhatsApp will be more important. So the vision Facebook has pushed on us for 10 years, a big, huge commons full of people you barely know and disagree with, actually makes us feel bad about ourselves and gets boring really fast. And all we really wanted was a nice, safe place to talk to each other and be friends. Glad to see that now. But, you know, props for cleaning house or whatever. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.